U.S. officials say it's time Iran offers a serious response to EU and UN proposals. The latest incentive package was discussed July 19th in Geneva in a closed-door meeting that represented Iran, the five permanent members of the Security Council, Germany, and the European Union. Taking part for the first time was a senior American envoy, Undersecretary of State William Burns. Ambassador Greg Schulte is the U.S. permanent representative to the UN in Vienna and the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA. Speaking with VOA in London, Ambassador Schulte said Iran's response at that meeting turned into a meandering lesson in Iranian history and culture.
We weren't there for a lesson in it. The P5 was there to see if Iran was willing to negotiate seriously.
On the table was a series of proposals delivered to the Iranians by EU Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana in June. Schulte outlines some of the proposals.
I mean, we've offered Iran's leaders a very generous package that would give them access to state-of-the-art technology for nuclear power plants, that would give them assurances of fuel supply, that would address some of the security issues that they've raised, that would allow for cooperations in areas of common interest like fighting against narcotics. And we've looked for a way to help get them into those negotiations, and we've said we would be there.
A way to entice the Iranians into negotiating is the freeze-for-freeze offer, meaning Iran would freeze its uranium enrichment at current levels, and the UN and the EU would freeze their current levels of sanctions. This period would last 6 weeks to build confidence and allow for more substantive negotiations to begin. The bottom line demand remains, however, that Iran must actually suspend the enrichment of uranium, the nuclear fuel source that can be used for generating energy, but also for making nuclear weapons. The U.S. has said it would not negotiate directly with the Iranians until they suspend uranium enrichment. So the presence of Undersecretary Burns at the Geneva meeting was widely seen as a shift in U.S. policy. Not so, insists Schulte.
The reason why Undersecretary Burns went to this meeting was not a change of U.S. policy, but was rather to send a very strong signal. It was to send a signal that we backed, we supported the package that was put on the table.
Iran was given 2 weeks to respond to the latest proposals or face further sanctions. The U.S., the U.N., and the EU have already imposed a series of sanctions on Iran and are threatening more. Iranian leaders continue to say they will not suspend uranium enrichment, and on Wednesday, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad insisted Iran would continue its nuclear program. And yet, Iran says it is ready to talk. Many believe Iran is simply buying time, especially given the upcoming presidential elections in the United States and a change in administration. That would be a waste of time, says Schulte.
If they try to outwait us, if they try to just buy time, they're only going to buy continued sanctions and more sanctions. And whoever goes into the White House on January 21st is not going to look favorably at an Iran that has spent 6 more months violating Security Council resolutions.
Iran has all along said it wants to develop nuclear power for peaceful means to provide energy. However, many in the international community believe Iran wants to develop nuclear weapons. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.